What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast, episode 80. And if you don't know me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend, Damien.
What's up? What's up?
The podcast where we talk about video games, movies, TV shows, anime, anything that pretty much interests us in our daily lives, but try to mainly stay focused on movies and video games. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, YouTube, Audio Boom, and that one app that you guys know about that we don't. But it's been quite a few months, dude. It's been too damn long before we had our last recording session, but what have you been up to, man?
Same thing. A couple of my buddies came to visit me in Texas.
Their names are?
I think you know one of them. His name is Miguel. He got his ass beat in Mario Party several times. And then there's this other guy. I don't think you guys know him. His name is Carlos.
What about... Like just for the people's sake, like, is he cute? Like, but yeah, dude, that was fun.
Ate some good food. Watched some good movies. Spoilers ahead. We will be talking about, you know, some stuff that's out currently. We don't know if y'all have seen it or not, but we will be covering it. We'll give a spoiler alert when we go into details.
Yeah, it'll be most likely a full spoiler discussion. We're not gonna hold back. I'll put like I'm gonna make some timestamps when we start it and when we end it, so you can just skip that entirely.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do the One Piece movie, Film Red. We're probably gonna talk about God of War because I want to hear about it. Probably a little bit of Mob Psycho, a couple other animes, we'll see.
Yep. But I mean, I can't think of anything else that I have done, but give you guys a little update on life. I think I spent almost, I don't know when the last recording was. Let me double check. We posted it July 20th. Wow, that is about to be four months ago by the time this episode comes out. But yeah, 4 months ago I was in Florida and I stood there for about 3 months out for work. And I went back to Brownsville for another month after. So, yeah, pretty much I've just been working. And when I was in Brownsville, I constantly did not have any time to myself. But I'd go to work and then go out to eat, have dinner, and I had to go straight to sleep. But
can you play games with me, man?
Yep. We started Grounded, and we couldn't even finish it. I want to get back to it, though.
True.
But, yeah, I've just been hella working, and I blame that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't blame anything else besides myself. But yeah, man, we and Miguel took Miguel on his very first like friendship trip. He didn't want to go on the plane alone, so I told him that I would go with him instead of just leaving from Texas to leaving Brownsville to San Antonio. And literally, the only reason we left is to go see you, and we watched One Piece Red. Lit ass movie.
Had the whole theater to ourselves.
We literally had one guy sitting behind us,
and that and he wasn't even like directly behind us. I think he was like all the way in the back.
But yeah, we ate some good food. Had those bomb ass tacos.
Tacos.
What else do we have? We tried
that barbecue.
I mean, Miguel
spot.
Tried. Yeah, we tried Rudy's, which was I don't know. It says it was the first location of that franchise in Texas, and it was whatever's, but I've had other Rudy's and it's better, which is weird. But yeah, Miguel tried Whataburger, that was cool,
and P. Terry's.
He loved both, but as I've always said about Miguel, he likes trash food. He has good taste, so I don't know what's wrong with him.
He did like those tacos though.
He did. He had like 16 tacos.
Fuck, that's right.
And yeah, it was pretty funny. You could hear me munching on P. Terry's in the back, having those french fries. I was just munching on them, and I could hear myself munching, and I was like, okay, this is probably going to get too damn loud. And then you just come in like, damn, Carl, you are fucking up those fries. But yeah, that was cool. What else did we do? Yeah, we played Mario Party 2 and 3 on the Nintendo Switch 64 emulator. And man, I can't believe how great those games were. Well, 2 is better than 3 for sure.
Oh, 100%. I think 2 has got to be the best Mario Party I've played in so long. I completely forgot about the game. And especially like compared to like now's Mario Parties and everything. It kind of ruined them for me because they could be so much better. Just the little details that they had in the games was ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally you could see night and day difference from how the old school games are way better than the newer ones, because the newer ones are, I would assume they're targeted for kids like 10 and under. But like you would think Nintendo fans stick around until forever. So like people like our age, like what, we're 25 and up, and they're just too easy. The new ones are very too easy. The older ones are way harder. We played against Wario strictly. There was a game where we literally just targeted his ass because he was beating us so bad. But
as long as he didn't win, we didn't care who won.
That was so funny. But yeah, man, we had a great time. 4 days, 3 nights. That cat kept clawing on my door.
Oh, fuck.
But other than that, yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing. I can't honestly say I've done anything else interesting besides work. And I think that's it. We can hop straight into some news if nothing interesting popped up.
No, just games and stuff, the normal.
All right. So, movies and TV shows. First thing on the list, we got a Mario Bros. Movie trailer finally released, showing plenty of characters. We see Mario, Bowser, the Koopas,
the penguins.
Penguins, yeah. I don't even know the right term. Is this penguins, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we see Luigi and Toad, and that's it. Personally, I love it. I've heard a lot of people talk shit on Chris Pratt's voice acting. I don't mind it. But I feel like it's very bland. It's kind of like Ryan Reynolds when he was Detective Pikachu. You just hear Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And I just thought of Deadpool. But like when Chris Pratt talks as Mario, it's very plain. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. The only thing I had about that is that I don't know. I feel like they kind of stiffed like the original voice actor for Mario, because he does voice acting and he does cartoons and he does cartoon movies. I don't see why they wouldn't have just gotten him, you know? But then again, I get it. They wanted big names to draw people in to the movie, but I feel like it would have been like 100 times better if they would have just had him.
Well, he is in the movie. We just don't know what role he is playing. The original Mario actor.
Yeah, it better be Mario.
But yeah, other than that, visually, I think Illumination like knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, they killed it.
Yeah, it is literally just, they didn't change anything. Mario looks a little different, but like it's still fine to me. Like Bowser, keen. Luigi, perfect. The Koopas, perfect. Those penguins, they literally went out of their way and said, "Nah, let's make them dope."
Yeah. And you know, the star of the show, the best character, Toad, he'd be looking just right.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. My favorite character.
I feel like they killed it with the... I feel like Keegan Michael Key is killing it with his voice, too. That's just...
Yeah, it's so... it's so different, but it's like, damn, if I could have think of another voice, like, that's pretty damn good to replace it with, you know? Jack Black is...
Perfect. Jack Black,
I don't know how, but like you don't, like when you think Jack Black as Bowser, you would think Jack Black probably would have done his own voice, but he literally just changed it entirely. Like you can't even tell it was him.
And it's weird how they kind of made Bowser kind of look like him too.
Yeah, dude, it's freaking awesome. I love it. But yeah, the Mario movie comes out April 7th around, I think this, I assume that's when Super Mario World in Hollywood is going to like come out around the same time, spring next year. And apparently if you're a Universal pass holder, like some type of tier, I think you get early reservations to reserve the date you want to when it comes out. Like you'll be the first one. So if you are, then lucky you. I'm going to try to get my hands on trying to go day one as well. That's going to be freaking awesome.
I knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, we got Henry Cavill is no longer going to be Geralt, the Witcher, after season 4. He's passing the throne to Liam Hemsworth. We all assume, spoiler alert for Black Adam, but I assume everyone's heard the word, Henry Cavill's back as Superman. But, so I assume he's dropping the role of Geralt to focus more on Superman, which is, I mean, I guess it's cool, but it kind of sucks. It's kind of like one of those shows where it's like, oh yeah, that voice, that actor, he was giving us problems. Let's get rid of him and replace it. Kind of like how they did with older shows, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll think of a clever way to make his exit happen and pass it to Liam. But, I mean, we'll have to see. I'm still not even caught up. I still got to watch season 2 and 3. Is 3 hours or just 2 out?
I think it's just two, huh? Yeah, I think just 2. I'm going to be sad, though, because for me, I don't know, he killed that role. Like,
yeah, hell yeah.
He's such a good Geralt. And I was like, I haven't even played the games or anything, but I fucking love that show. Oh my God, I love that fucking show. I don't know, he just fits perfect.
Yeah, especially for how much background knowledge he knows of the character. He's read the books, he's played the games, and he ended up being Geralt himself, you know? So it's kind of like, damn, like, we had all this, like, he was the role for it. And now we got someone else that probably hasn't done all of it. But, I mean, hey, we'll see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, anime, we've been watching Spy Family, Mob Psycho, One Piece. We can talk about Mob Psycho if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Blue Lock. Blue Lock has been lit.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but I just want to talk about that most recent episode of Mob Psycho. Because that shit was fucking crazy. I wasn't expecting to see an episode that well animated like this early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was like some season finale, like last episode for a couple year type episode that we just seen.
Yeah, that, like, literally after the episode was over, I was like, was this just like a 12 episode season? And then it showed after credits, not after credits, but like, here's what you can see on the next episode. It's like, oh, so it isn't done. So we'll see where it keeps going with that.
Yeah,
right?
which is weird because they didn't announce how many episodes there's going to be. So it could be more than 12. It could just be 12.
I hope it's 24.
Yeah, me too, because there's a couple seasonal anime that are getting like 24, 25 episodes. And there's like a few good ones like Chainsaw Man and stuff that are only getting 12.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But Chainsaw Man is getting good. I don't know if you watched the most recent episode, but they're finally getting to the hotel part.
Nah, I'm still behind a couple episodes. Gotta catch up on that, too.
You need to catch up on everything.
Yeah, I know. I kind of stopped watching a couple episodes because what have I been doing? I don't think I've been doing much. I think I've just been,
I don't know, God of War?
Yeah. But we'll get to that in a bit. Yeah, you want to talk about the One Piece movie?
Yeah, I thought it was fucking awesome. The animation was wild as fuck. The music was fantastic. The only thing that I didn't like,
Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Before we go any further, this is gonna be purely spoilers. Like, we're not gonna hold back. So I'll put a timestamp around here. I would say maybe skip 10 minutes or something, but this is purely spoilers. So if you're not caught up to the manga, like, for sure, I guess there's one part, like, this isn't a spoiler, but if you're not caught up on the manga, there's a slight spoiler in the movie. You can watch this movie after you finish the Big Mom arc. If you finish the Big Mom arc, by all means, go watch it. There's a tiny, tiny spoiler from the manga, but I think you'd be fine to watch it, honestly.
Yeah, they don't explain
that,
it.
This whole conversation is going to purely have spoilers, so skip ahead if you don't want to know anything about the movie. But yeah, so go on, Damien.
Me personally, I would like to see a little bit more like action, you know? Like, I get it that it was like a movie specifically about Uta and everything, but like, I feel like there wasn't a ton of like fighting or action really, you know, compared to like a normal One Piece movie. Like the music was fine with me. I liked most of the songs and stuff, but I feel like they kind of went a little heavy on it. But then again, you know, that is her whole thing. So, you know, that's her ability. That's her fucking everything. And the thing I hated the most was just that little spit in the face at the end, a little tease of Gear 5 Luffy with no explanation, no work to get to it. Just, hey, look, I'm Gear 5. Hey, look, I'm not Gear 5. And nobody's going to say anything about it. I don't know. I just didn't like that. I feel like the movie still would have been just as good. That like they didn't even really even need that in there, period. Like, I kind of understand why they did it. Like what you were saying about, like, you know, he had to like match his strength with Shanks and stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like it could have done without it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel the same way. I really liked the movie. I really liked the singing. None of the songs were like, oh God, like the singing, top notch, 10 out of 10 bangers. Wasn't like Moana to me. In Moana, the Disney movie, it felt like she was singing the same song over and over and over again. This one literally was, she sang a couple, like one song, like maybe three times, but like that's way better. But there was like different, it was like you're listening to her whole album. Really.
Yeah.
There was like what, six tracks maybe?
I think there was more than that.
But yeah, I really liked it. That was one of my complaints about it is, they showed Gear 5, which was so unnecessary, and, like, what was the point? The only point I can make is, I was telling Miguel when you went to the bathroom, that the only explanation I could see is that Shanks is so powerful, so Luffy has to match his power. Kind of like, if you're not on the same power level when you fuse, like Vegeta and Goku, then it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
It just, so I assume that's what happened when they're trying to defeat the boss together. Is that Luffy had to have this extraordinary power to match Shanks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they didn't say anything about that, though. You know, like, they didn't say...
Yeah, exactly.
They just said you have to hit him at the same time, not same power, nothing like that.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. It didn't make sense because there was no explanation. It was just kind of out of nowhere, and then it's just gone. So
yeah,
it didn't...
Yeah.
That's what bugged me.
Yeah, I would have much rather seen a bounce man, like... hockey Conqueror's hockey coated like King Kong gun or something, opposed to Gear 5.
Yeah, I was waiting for, what was it, King Cobra, when he does the golden fist against Katakuri.
Yeah,
that's what I thought was gonna happen, but it just changed to Gear 5 and I was like, what the heck.
Yeah.
It didn't even build up or anything either, it just changed.
Yeah, just
he was Gear 4, a bounce man, then Snake Man, and then
off screen, like, he just goes.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, off putting, but I mean, like I said, the only explanation I can think of is he needed to have the same power match as Shanks, and we don't know Shanks' power level still to this day. But yeah, other than that, I thought I liked it. I still give it a 9 out of 10, honestly.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It almost got me a couple moments, especially the end. Didn't like how they left us on a cliffhanger either. No clarity of what is happening whatsoever.
Yeah, but yeah, One Piece movie, lit.
Go see it. Even if you haven't watched One Piece, go fucking see it.
Go give them your money.
Do it. They need it.
But other than that, you wanted to talk about Pokemon?
Yeah, so... Pokemon is looking to be absolutely fucking wild. I'm not going to talk about any spoilers for Pokemon. I'm only going to talk about stuff that's came out in official Pokemon trailers. So I'm not going to spoil anything for you or anything. Unfortunately, I've spoiled the entire game for myself. I've seen...
Oh, no, not the game. I mean...
Oh, the show.
Ash.
Oh, the show. Yeah. So Ash finally did it after 25 years. He is the number one trainer. He beat everybody. He beat Leon. Pikachu, of course, being level 5,000, destroyed his Charizard.
Leon was the final round?
Yeah, he was the number one ranked trainer. And that's who he went up against in the end. So the whole Pokemon Journeys anime is about Ash climbing the ranks to battle Leon, because he wants to battle Leon and be the best. It's also about Go catching every Pokemon. So Ash finally did it. He climbed all the way up. He beat everybody he's beaten. He went from Cynthia. He beat everybody. He fucking clapped some cheeks. He was clapping.
Hell yeah.
He even had a decent team, no bullshit mid stages or baby Pokemon or nothing like that. All his fucking Pokemon were fully evolved, good Pokemon, Dragonite, Gengar, Lucario, Sirfetch'd. Sirfetch'd, Pikachu, and Dracovish. So he had all good Pokemon besides Pikachu, but Pikachu's level 5,000, so it doesn't matter. And he finally beat him. At the end, it was Leon's, you know, best Pokemon, which was his Charizard, versus Pikachu, and they both kind of clashed, and, you know, of course, Pikachu comes out on top. But while they were doing it, dude, it almost got me, because there was a scene, like, when Pikachu is fighting Charizard, where it's like a flashback, and you get to see Pikachu remembering every single one of Ash's Pokemon that he's ever caught, and it shows you, like, a little scene of all the Pokemon throughout all the generations, and I was like, fuck, why show me Butterfree right now? Yeah, but that shit was fucking lit.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I just don't know what's next, because I don't know if this is going to be them kind of concluding Ash's story. Like, are they done with Ash? Are they going to move on to somebody else? Are they going to make a new protagonist? Are they going to maybe, like, make him a professor or something like that, you know, and then do, like, a little time skip action? Are they going to kind of tie in the new games? Are they going to make them hear about the Paldea region and then go challenge, you know, the Paldea region stuff? But at the same time, I kind of have a feeling that, well, I don't know. I kind of hope, you know, it's about time to retire Ash. He's been 10 for 25 years to kind of go on. And I don't know if they would maybe, like, pass on Pikachu. Like, maybe he gives Pikachu to another kid and then they follow that kid's journey, you know? That seems like something that Ash would do. But I don't know, man. What do you think?
I don't know anything about what's going on, but I just seen that he was number one. I was like, oh yeah, that's lit. I don't know. I feel like, but then again, I never watched Pokemon growing up, but I did recently start the, like, from the beginning, so I could catch up to what's going on. Because I mean, I do like Pokemon, but never watched the show when I was a kid
or finished a game.
But that's messed up. All right, podcast is over. Yeah, I don't know. Just the idea of Ash giving Pikachu away. I don't know. That sounds kind of far. You don't think that sounds like an idea that's too far? Or you really think that's a possibility?
I mean, I think it's a possibility. Just because I wouldn't put it past them. You know, he has no problem, like, saying goodbye to his Pokemon. Like, he did it to Butterfree. He did it to Pidgeot. He did it to Charizard, but that was just for training. He said bye to Greninja at the end of the X and Y series. His Greninja, which had Battle Bond, which is like a mega evolution for him, kind of. So he went with Zygarde. I forgot why, but he got rid of Greninja, which was one of his best Pokemon ever. I don't know. I feel like maybe they do, like, a large time skip. And maybe Ash has a kid or something, and, you know, he gives the Pikachu to his son or whatever. That would be fucking sick.
I feel like if anything, that would have to be it. Like, it's got to be family given, where Ash could still see Pikachu. Because if he just gives a Pikachu to, like, somebody he's never gonna see again, I feel like, I don't know, that sounds far.
I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. For Pokemon, I just wouldn't put it past them, though. Is the only thing.
I mean,
just,
then again, you never know. You know more than me.
I don't know. I was just like, for me, it's bouncing shit off the wall.
Yeah, for me, it's like thinking, like, Pikachu's the icon. Pikachu and Ash, you know?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking, like, if they're going to do another series, Pikachu's got to be in it, right?
Yeah, because then what's next for Ash?
Yeah, like, he achieved his thing, unless he's going to go around catching every Pokemon and stuff, which I doubt, because he hardly ever catches Pokemon.
Yeah, where do you take the story now, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, unless they were... Because the Pokemon Journeys anime heavily focused on Ash and Go. So maybe they transition from Ash and Pikachu to Go, because Go's dream is to catch every Pokemon so he can get Mew.
Wait, who's Go?
He's like a dual protagonist. In the newest series, it's Ash and Go. They travel together and everything like that. So he's like a side character, but like also they do a lot of like almost too much focus on him in this series. So that's why I was kind of thinking maybe they're setting him up to be the next main protagonist. But at the same time, nobody likes him. Like the community fucking does not like him, because he's like one of those dudes that he sees a Pokemon, he throws one Pokeball, it's easy, he caught it, no problem. Like he's throwing balls, like he almost caught a Zapdos, like he threw a fucking ball at it and he almost caught it.
Well, maybe he's just that good. Everyone's just got to stop hating.
Fuck Go.
Because you can't poach, because you guys can't catch Pokemon Go on one ball. You guys get a perfect, maybe he's throwing perfect catches. Leave him alone.
He does do curveballs and shit. No bullshit.
See? Look at that.
No, fuck that. And he spins the ball in his finger and then he throws it.
Okay, so I have seen this character. I googled him. I seen him around. I just didn't know what the hell he was.
Yeah, he don't look like main character goal? Energy. He wants to catch Mew. That's his main goal.
Oh, okay.
But he's like, I'm gonna catch one of, like, he wants to catch every Pokemon because he thinks that's the only way he's gonna be able to get Mew. But the episode names for the last couple episodes of this Pokemon series leaked, and there's like a couple that say. That have Mew's name in it and stuff, so maybe he catches Mew at the end of this series too. And then they say bye to both of them. But then it's like, what else are they going to do with Pokemon? I mean, no matter what they do, it's going to be successful, but, you know.
Yeah. Damn, that is crazy to think. Like, Pokemon is like... I would damn near say it's almost as, like, peak of anime or video games in general, just to... The TV series as One Piece, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many episodes of Pokemon, it's ridiculous. There's I think there's like a couple hundred for every like generation, I think. Mm-hmm. Besides the first, I think there's only like 100 for the first or something, or like 50 or 80 or something. But
if they were to do like Pokemon without Ash and Go or whatever is this guy's name is.
Yeah.
I would want them to go back to what's that Pokemon show that was like 6 episodes and it was like a Game Boy?
Dude, I think it was Journeys or something like that. That shit was like Pokemon, so clean.
Yeah, dude, and it was focused on Red and Blue.
Yes,
that show.
I would have watched 100 episodes of that easily. The animation was fire. The battling was fire.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they did everything,
and it was literally Pokemon licensed.
Yeah, like it was so good.
It was peak.
Mm-hmm. I missed
short
that.
And sweet, but it sucks that it was short.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that was great and fantastic, but yeah, man, it's kind of saddening to if this is like the end for Ash. You know, it's like the feeling I would get if One Piece ended tomorrow was the last episode.
Oh, but
or let alone the last chapter of the manga. You know?
Oh no, it's just getting started. But like I don't like I'm sad. But then again, it's like a thing where like I feel like Ash is kind of like almost a nuisance at this point. Like they've had him around for too long, like doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like Pokemon has just been the same show every season. I'm going to go here. I'm going to get Pikachu back from Team Rocket. I'm going to fight Team Rocket. I'm going to get all the gym badges. I'm going to be the champion of this region. I'm going to get... to the Pokemon League, and then I'm going to get my ass smacked. And then guess what? I'm going to go to a new region. I'm going to do the whole thing all over again. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of... For me, like, I stopped watching, I think after... I would say after, like, the Sinnoh part, I stopped watching because I was getting tired of it. I was like, this is just the same thing over and over and over. And then I started watching again, though, when it was, like, the Sun and Moon type one, because... that one he actually won the championship. And then this one I've been watching, not like keeping up with every episode and stuff, but watching some here and there, pretty far into it. But I was like, yeah, this one's good because it's completely different than what he's been trying to do, you know? I just feel like he needs a different goal, or they need a new protagonist.
Okay, so like they're need, yeah, I can understand that. They hella need a reamp of what's going on, what Ash should be doing, or if they should just go a completely different direction.
Yeah.
It's totally fine for something that's been around since 2000, right?
I think so, yeah.
The anime we're talking about with Red and Blue is called Pokemon Origins.
Yeah, that's
four episodes.
Oh, but those
episodes.
Those will be some of the best four episodes you'll ever watch.
Mm-hmm. It's really damn good. We talked about it before on a couple episodes before, but yeah, enough about Pokemon TV. Let's hop into some video game news. You were talking about you thought I was talking about Pokemon the game. But,
yeah, I don't know. I was like, it's kind of early, but okay. I'm just super fucking excited about this shit.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, about Pokemon. Are you from all the leaks and rumors? I know you cannot contain yourself from learning about the video game that's about to come out.
Oh,
that's just like the last one that came out.
Oh yeah, so it's so good.
Good stuff or bad stuff?
What's I gotta say 100%. Like, this is probably gonna be one of the best Pokemon games that's ever came out. 100%.
Oh, for real?
Oh yeah. Like, just based off of like the new typings that they're introducing. Like, they're introducing new type new typings that, not like a whole new type entirely, but like type combos that have never been done before. So they're adding a few Pokemon like that. I'm not like I said a little bit earlier, I'm not gonna go into the spoilers too much or at all, really. I'm just only gonna talk about what's officially came out by Nintendo, because I don't want to spoil anything for you either, because I know you're excited as well. But oh my god, the thing I think I'm the most excited for is the Paradox Forms.
The Paradox Form? What's that one again?
So Paradox Forms, so Scarlet is like the past, right? And Violet is like the future. You could tell by the right Pokemon and everything, you know? So there's a few Pokemon that get Paradox Forms. They've already released Dawn Fans in the trailer. So the Paradox Form, so it would be like a past version of that Pokemon, right? For Violet, it'll be a future form of that Pokemon. So Dawn Fan's form name in Scarlet is called Great Tusk, right? And he's bigger. His tusks are huge. He's huge. He's got spikes on him and shit. He looks fucking wild, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the one for Violet is called Great Treads, and it's like a robot Dawn Fan. And it looks fucking gnarly. So those are the only Paradox ones that they've released, but there is quite a bit more, and they all look fucking awesome.
Okay.
I cannot wait. And, you know, there's going to be three separate stories at once. So there's going to be the gym. Have they what?
No, I was going to ask you how they explained it, but you're going to explain it right now. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. So the three stories. So there's going to be, of course, the gym challenge. Okay. So your normal 8 badges. Then there's going to be, I believe it is like, it's weird. It's like the evil team of the game. They have like camp set up. And then, like, I guess that's a whole separate story, is doing all those camps. And then the third one is Titan research. So there's Titan Pokemon, kind of like the boss Pokemon from like Legends Arceus, like the totems and stuff. So there's like big Pokemon like that, that you like. They showed a little bit off with Cloth. He's like the rock one. It's like a big crab.
So they added some Monster Hunter in here.
Yeah, a little bit of Monster Hunter action. So, but the only thing that that I heard that I will share with you and that I recommend is that not doing one story and then doing another story to progress all three simultaneously, because they do not scale with you.
Oh, okay.
So like, if you do the gym challenge and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go do the evil team thing now, like, you'll be completely over leveled. You'll be one-shotting everything. Like, it won't really be too fun.
Oh, okay. So yeah, just As usual, I would just, like, something with that, I would just, if it's right there on the side, of course I'm going to go to it. I'm not going to save it for later.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds lit.
Yeah. So there's that, you know, let's say you're online playing. I can join your world and play with you. I can run around in your game. I can catch Pokemon. I can battle. We can trade. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's a little weird, but, you know, it's I'm just wondering about those functionalities, like what that completely entails. But mm-hmm. I can literally, like, because, you know, there's version exclusives, so I can go to your game and I can go catch them myself.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking about that. I've seen already, not a leak, but I mean, I've already seen the list of exclusives. They're not that many.
Yeah, they're not that many, but there is, like, they haven't said, like, the Paradox forms and stuff like that, like, exclusives. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, though, I think the Violet ones are fucking wild.
The exclusives?
Yeah, like, the Paradox ones, they are fucking wild. So are the Scarlet ones, don't get me wrong. Like, so Violet is like futuristic, and then the other ones are like primal, I would say. They all look like primal. It's fucking sick. But so there's also going to be the Terra Raid battles, which we could do together. Which is just like, so now the terralization or whatever they call it.
Like crystal, yeah, when they turn into crystal.
The crystal thing, so they add like a typing to your Pokemon. So like, let's say you have like Fuecoco, for instance, he's fire type. You can get him with a water Terra type. So then if you terrestrialize with him, he'll be a water type. And then they've already announced too that everybody gets a move called Terra Blast. So there's two different moves. there's two different moves that Pokemon said. So there's Terra Blast, which is like a special move, and then I forgot the other one, but it's a physical move. And what it does is, like, let's say you're a Fuecoco, you're now a water type because you terrestrialize. If you use Terra Blast, that will be a water move. So that's gonna be, I don't know, for me that's just like completely changes like everything, you know, because like now any Pokemon could be any type, which is absolutely wild.
Yeah.
And then they also were talking about, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but your Pokemon can roam with you and then they can auto battle without you, so they can run up to wild Pokemon and battle them themselves. And they will get, they'll get a little bit of XP, that, you know, they can level up that way and everything. But the Pokemon that they battle also drop items. So you need these items to craft TMs.
What the heck?
Yeah, okay. that this is all in Pokemon trailers already. I'm not talking about no spoils, no nothing. But it's, I don't know. I just feel like they're doing so much, you know? And it's like, so far it looks and sounds great, you know, from everything I've seen from the leaks and everything. Oh my God. I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
It sounds like they're implementing a lot of new things, and what kind of turns me off from a game most is a very, very, very long intro tutorial. I really hope like it'll give me like, I mean, they've already implemented it, like, where if you already play Pokemon games, then you don't need to do this tutorial. Catching Pokemon, getting a Pokeball, you could just skip it now, right?
Yeah.
That's what they did for Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
And so with all this new stuff, I really hope it's not very long. You know, I hope it just shows you almost everything at once, or show me something here, let me progress in the game, and then show me something new.
I think, let me progress. Yeah. You know? I think that's how it's going to be. As long as it wasn't as long as the Arceus shit, because that Arceus tutorial was so fucking long. Like, if you literally time it, I think it was 15 minutes before you even get to play the game. Like 15 or 20 minutes. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I remember it being pretty long, but for sure something, like I said, if it's a very long intro tutorial, I hella lose interest so fast. But if they could like, bring it to me slowly, like I said, teach me, let me play, teach me, let me play, you know?
Yeah.
Don't just teach me, let me play what I just learned and then teach me something new, because I'll just forget what I just learned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's literally how it goes for me. But Yeah, I'm super excited. It comes out next Friday. I'm very definitely going to play it. I'm just going to download it. I'm not going to get the physical copy.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same, just because I'm pretty sure they did it. They've done it with every game lately, that you could play like 9 p.m. the day before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to be up. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be playing. And I'm planning on clearing the first day.
I was going to say, could you do your... If we're doing story mode, or if I'm doing story mode missions in my world and you're joining me, like going on all these trips, do you progress in your story as well, or do you have to do that in your own world?
I'm assuming you probably have to do it in your own world.
It doesn't seem like Nintendo is like experienced to do something like in a game like that, right? Or yeah. Game Freak, right?
Yeah, I don't think so, just because they did say like, it's a true open world game. Like you can do anything in any order, but that's kind of not true, because the stuff doesn't scale around you, you know? So like, let's say you're like, oh, well like if you go to like somewhere super far on the map and there's a gym there, the likelihood of that gym being like level 60, like 40 to 60 is very high. And then you could have like level 10 Pokemon. Like, so it's not like, I wouldn't call it a true open game. Like there is still like a set path, even though they say there isn't. If there was no set path, then you could literally do anything in any order and everything would scale, but that's not the case. I don't know. I feel like they really like missed the mark with that.
Yeah, I feel that. But yeah, Pokemon seems hella lit, hella different. I can't wait. Next Friday, gonna be juicy.
Juicy.
But yeah, that seems pretty good. I can't wait. It's going to be dope.
I'm bricked.
But other than that, we got some... I only took a couple of notes down. We're not going to cover everything that has happened while we were gone. Just very minor stuff. Get back on our feet, you know? So, as not a Sony PlayStation fanboy, but... PSVR 2 was finally priced at $549.99. The same, $50 more than a PS5. There's also a charging base for the controllers for an extra $49.99. It drops February 22nd, 2023. So in total, it's about a $600 extension to your already $500 console. $400 if you got digital.
But my question is, are you getting it?
No, I don't know. I kind of want to just to... do something for it for the channel, but I don't know, that's a heavy investment. $550 plus tax, which is like almost $580, I assume.
Yeah, $590. I mean, because you already have the Valve Index, you know, which is like the best of the best,
and I barely even use that. You know.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know, it's kind of a hard thing to justify. You can't play PSVR 1 games on it. If it came on the 1, you can't play it on the 2, even if it's a PlayStation exclusive. Ugh. Which is like, why wouldn't you be able to? I have a friend that like is in like their VR Discord or something, where, and he explained something to me, but I forgot. It still didn't make sense. You would think you would make your games backwards compatible. But then again, PlayStation doesn't really like to do that. Like, look at their PS1 to 3 catalog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gaming. But yeah, it's cool to see all the new technology that's built into it. It seems like a really fleshed out built VR headset system. But just to know that it costs more than the console itself is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of, I mean, what can I do? If you're a VR enthusiast, I'm pretty sure you'll love it for your PlayStation console. But let alone, PlayStation isn't really pushing heavy VR exclusive games, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like it would be worth that price.
Yeah, so if you're really heavily invested into VR, like on PC, I assume you have like an Oculus Quest or a Valve Index, let alone, or maybe a Meta, whatever that shit's called. The Meta Pro, I don't know. But I mean, hey, it looks pretty cool. I'll probably wait for a sale when it drops to like whatever the sale is. To snag one.
Yeah, I waited for the PS4 one until I hit $200.
Mm-hmm. They're even still selling the PSVR one. So that's one of my complaints, is that I had a couple of PlayStation 1 VR games I didn't play. And I was waiting for the VR 2 to come out because I had so much time to wait. I was like, well, I'm not in a rush to play these games yet, so I'll wait till the second one comes out. And just to know that you can't, and I already sold my first one, so I would have to buy like a brand new one, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks. But, I mean, it's cool that it's coming out. The specs seem really decent. Like I said, I'm not a VR enthusiast, so I'm not that excited for it, but I mean...
It is
exciting news, you know?
Yeah, it makes me sick. I'm good. Make my tummy hurt.
But other than that, other PlayStation news, God of War Ragnarok has 10s almost around every board, 10s and 9s. Metacritic is about a 95. And I can't believe, for how good this game is, does it compete against... I was telling my little brother... I was like, can you believe that this game is going to go up against Elden Ring for Game of the Year? And I sat back and thought about it. I was like, even with how far I am in Ragnarok right now, I don't think it has a chance against Elden Ring, honestly. I don't think anything does.
Yeah, like that was the most fun I've had on a game in so long.
Yeah, I was telling my brother, literally, when Elden Ring was out, we're just sitting, just playing.
Every day.
And I just ask. Everyone's quiet, and I just asked a question. Could you guys really believe it's been a month since Elden Ring came out and we were still playing Elden Ring and everyone lost their minds like, are you for real? Are you serious? It's been a month and we were still playing. Like at that moment, I was just like, yep. Like, damn, this game is good.
Dude, if you go into the Discord right now and you say, anybody want to play Elden Ring? At least you'll have a full party of people ready to play Elden Ring. Like, they don't care. Uh-huh. They're ready at a drop of a hat. They'll stop playing whatever they're playing, and they will play Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elden Ring was... It was like a home run, especially for the very beginning because of how broken it was. So I still think Elden Ring is really easy, except for Melania. But regardless of that, if you just did spells, it was an easy game.
Oh,
launch. You know?
I refused to do it.
Exactly. For regular Souls players, you know?
Yeah.
But the magic spells and stuff was something not new, but like for the entirety, you could have a whole class on it. It seemed very new.
Yeah.
But for sure, it was very easy to get overpowered with spells and make the game pretty breakable.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you hop in, they nerfed a lot of the weapons.
And a lot of the spells. But, they nerfed pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm. They brought people in that never played Souls games into a Souls game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was very revolutionary. Like, kind of like Pokemon Go. It had everyone playing it at launch.
Oh, yeah, dude. That first day it came out, the streets were fucking crowded.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know. They're like, who's this little guy? I'm going to catch him. Who's this little guy? I'm going to catch him. I was like, oh, shit. Dude, I had aunts and uncles playing. They were in their fucking 50s. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Mm-hmm. But to get back to God of War, what I've been playing, I mean, no, I won't say any spoilers, just talk about how it is and how it's going. Ragnarok, I was literally expecting, like from a 4-year span of the 2018 game, I was expecting a rehashed version of all the same old assets, which they kind of do, but there's so much new stuff that covers up those old assets. I was expecting to travel the same worlds, the same enemies, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not even like that. There's like so many new things, it covers it. It's so crazy how much it's changed, but how much of the same it is that it makes it, okay, like, damn, that's nice. That's new. That's new. That's new. I'm not sitting there like, ah, oh, this again. I gotta climb up. I got to climb up this wall like that again. But it's from the gameplay trailer. You can see Kratos using the Blades of Chaos as like a grappling hook. That makes climbing so much better because you don't got to climb it. You just grapple hook up to a ledge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh man, dude, I'm having so much fun with it. I'm probably like 8 to 9 hours in. But yeah, I can't wait. From the way it's looking, I assume my theory might be correct, but I mean, hey, who's to know if I say is law, right? But My theory is the way I assume there's going to be a third game. I don't know yet. I don't know the way the story is going. I still don't know. I assume that this game will end Kratos getting captured by Odin, and Atreus is going to be the main character in possibly in a third game, or maybe they'll do it like Spider-Man Miles Morales. It'll be a tiny game where it's just Atreus, and then the third one's going to be a full-fledged like Kratos and Atreus game. But yeah, I don't know. Atreus is a lot older. It's very different for him now, and I can't wait to finish it. It's such a good game. From what I'm playing, I can understand why it got its 10s and 9s, and I could already agree because I love the story already so far. But other than that, yeah, it's a damn good game. I really like it. For sure. I will finish this one. I promise you, Dame. But yeah, man, Ragnarok, I can't wait to finish it.
I've already finished it twice.
But yeah, man, I mean, that's pretty much all the news, all the stuff we could talk about. This was kind of like just an episode to get back on our feet. We got Game Award nominees coming out, I think, Monday. And yeah, we'll be talking about who we're going to vote for, what we're thinking is going to win, and we'll find out those final answers, I think, the first week of December. But I mean, we already know. Elden Ring, Game of the Year, right? It's got to be so impossible for something to top Elden Ring. Even God of War. It don't even matter to me.
Yeah, like it's kind of hard because like I don't even know what they're even going to throw in that category besides God of War.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
Like I mean, they're probably going to add the Call of Duty. They do that every time.
Bayonetta 3 maybe?
Yeah, I that's what I heard, but I also heard that like it's just like I don't know that like the story doesn't kind of make any sense, and that they just kind of throw random mini games in for no reason to kind of like draw out the story and stuff, like make it longer. So, but I don't know. Then again, I heard it looks good, but like they're like, eh, you know. And the only reason I know about that is because of Donkey.
Donkey. Video game Donkey. But other than that, yeah, man, that's pretty much it for the news. Like I said, this is just something to get us back on our feet. We've been gone for so long, but hopefully we will be back next weekend for sure. I mean, I got a lot of time off now since I've been at work for so long.
Yeah, we also do have one question as well in the local Discord. Yes, we do.
What, man? We never get questions, so I never check. Let me see. So at the end of I see. So at the end of the podcast, we usually read local questions. You can find our Discord in the link in the description, which is I can see the GIF that's on here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can ask us questions in the local questions tab of our Discord. If you don't know Discord, you've been living under a rock. Discord is very blown up since COVID, I would say. But yeah, join our Discord. You can talk to us there. You can ask us questions, even chat with us. Or, hey, I mean, I don't even know if we got a full party for Pokemon, but we can even play Pokemon together, whatever's. Or just play games in general, you know? But other than that, we could read the questions. You want to read it?
Yeah. So, PGB asks, what is your top 5 anime? Rank them in your most favorite to the least. Also, your top 5 games, and then also top 5 movies, and then last but not least, you also have to rank your 5 favorite things about a certain little nut.
Love that nut. But, all right, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You need a second, or you... Because we really got to think this through right now. Because I kind of want to type it out, so I kind of keep track.
Okay, let me see. I'll go top 5 anime first. We'll do that. We'll go in order. Top 5 anime, top 5 games, top 5.
Okay,
movies,
okay. So
top 5 things about Loki.
So let's go. You go, then I go. You go, then I go. Like each individual prompt. Like so, you do your your favorite anime, and then I'll say my favorite, and then we just go.
All right. Five anime. Number one, Naruto.
Mine's got to be One Piece.
My number two, One Piece.
My number two is actually going to be...
Wait, let me guess. Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, you got it.
yeah. I got it. My number three, Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho, good. My number three, I got to say... Fuck, that you really got to think about it. It's kind of rough, you know? But I probably have to say... Fuck, this shit is actually rough. I'll go Naruto, three.
All right, my number four, it's not really... I mean, it is animation cartoon. I don't know if that counts, but it's going to be from Fox Box Saturday Morning Cartoons. Kirby, right back at ya. No, just kidding.
I want to change my number one.
I don't know. And I can't think. Like, there's such... I don't know. I can't put... What else could I put up there that I've actually finished?
It is, you know, hard.
I finished Hunter x Hunter, but like, I mean, is it really God tier because it's not over? I mean, One Piece isn't over,
but it's
neither is Mob Psycho.
But the thing is that I don't think that it's going to get any animation for a very, very long time, if ever.
Yeah, I doubt it. I'm pretty sure it'll get bleached. It'll finish the manga, but it won't get the anime until like 30 years.
Then again, right? I don't know, because I don't even know if it'll be well received, because like in the manga, Gon and Killua are nowhere in the picture. They're not even the main characters anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've been keeping up with it. It's heavily, heavily dialogued.
Yeah, it's like you're reading paragraphs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, each page is a paragraph. Yeah. And can we talk about, like, before we... I mean, this will probably give us some time to think about number four. But can we talk about when me and Miguel came over? He had the audacity to say that the English version of Bon Kai was better than Sub.
Bon Kai. Yeah.
Bon Kai.
I don't know. I mean, I understand where he's coming from, because he probably watched it in English first and prefers it. Uh-huh. I've watched it in English and subbed. And I don't know, I just prefer the sub version. Just, I don't know, it feels like that word has much more weight to it than it does in English, you know? But whatever.
I don't even watch Bleach, and I like the sub version.
Yeah, it was fucking fire. that pause spoke volumes.
Yeah, if they got that accent girl from TikTok to do the sub, I mean to do the dub, I'm watching dub.
Oh, that would be Bonkai. Fucking sick. Bonka.
She even had a little pause.
Yeah, she had it down. I got my number four, though. And a matter of fact, I think I have to switch my number three and my number four.
All right, go for it.
So I have to move Naruto down to number four.
Okay.
Okay, and I gotta put JoJo's in number three.
JoJo's
Bizarre Adventure. Oh my fucking god! You still need to finish it.
I know. Oh my gosh! I'm trying to think. What's an anime that I could watch over and over again? I'm trying to look around. I would even put Dragon Ball in my top five. Honestly, the only thing that's lit is because of how revolutionary that anime is.
It's just nostalgic. That's it.
Yeah. Ah, crap. I'm trying to look around. I can't think. Regular show. Okay, I guess I'll just give my number four to Hunter x Hunter. I can't think of anything on the spot.
That's not bad. I have watched Hunter x Hunter like five times.
Mm-hmm. The English is trash.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. It's fucking terrible. But now we get to number five, and this is where it gets a little rough, because I'm thinking, I'm thinking. You know what? I got to say Sing Yesterday for me.
Oh, I want to change my number four.
To what?
Haiku.
Oh, fucking Haikyuu!
Haikyuu, it doesn't even matter position it is. Yeah, it's in my top five.
Yeah, okay. I got to move Naruto down to five and Haikyuu up to four.
Haikyuu is my number four. What did I say was my number four?
Hunter.
I guess I'll put Hunter in my five. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, I completely forgot about Haikyuu, dude. But fuck yeah, dude. Haikyuu has made me cry, I think, more than any other anime.
Haikyuu is
so good.
I want to change Hunter out. Hunter is not my five. It doesn't even matter what position it is, as long as it's in my five. Ranking of Kings.
Oh, hey! That's right. Lil Boji, your own Discord icon profile picture.
I know. I didn't even look there.
Dude, that shit was fire. I was thinking seeing yesterday for me. Like, it's a fucking, it's hard to explain, but, you know, it's lovey-dovey and shit. I don't know. I'd be watching
it. What about the spider one?
Oh, the animation sucks dick, but I like the manga is fire. Like, that's one of my favorite manga. So I'm a spider, so what? That shit is fire.
All right, let's go. Let's go top five games.
Now we have top five games, yeah. Shit.
Okay.
Should we just do franchises or games specifically?
Either or. Like, for me, I would say the number one game that I could possibly honestly not get tired of is just Mario. It doesn't matter what version, even the NES, SNES, all Mario games, like, they hold up. Like, it don't, like, if I were to, like, to have kids and they would want to get to video games, I would give them Mario, honestly.
Yeah.
A to jump, hold B to run, you know, it's
simple.
I always think of that. I just think, hey, I want to get my kids into video games. Like, what game should they play? I'll be like, Mario. And then they'll come back at me and be like, really? Because I was thinking about getting the new Call of Duty. I was like, bitch. Like, what? What? Do you want a game or do you want your kids to play games? You know, like something that's simple, easy, and fun. Mario, like Super Mario World, like the SNES one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say that's my number one forever.
Fuck. My number one's got to be Pokemon. Any Pokemon. I'll play the fuck out of any Pokemon. I've played every Pokemon game multiple times with different teams. I've Nuzlocked. I've done everything. I don't know. It's just for me, like, even though it's like the same game every time, just new fucking new Pokemon, I don't know why I can't get enough of it. I eat that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
They can spit in my mom's face and I will still buy the fucking Pokemon.
Yeah, the Pokemon games, they're exactly like Mario. They hold up to this day. There's nothing. Graphics, keen. Gameplay, keen. But yeah, it's very replayable. You know, it doesn't seem like, kind of like PlayStation 1 games, they were great when you played them at the time, but like if you go back and play them, they're
terrible.
Outdated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Controls are clunky as fuck.
Exactly. So for number two, I would say, for sure, Dead Space is revolutionary for me.
Dead Space for number two for me. I was gonna sound weird. Might be a little bit out of left field. Digimon.
Pokemon monsters.
But it's, you know, everybody says it's a Pokemon clone, and then, but if you really get down to the details, it's completely fucking different. Like, it's absolutely, I don't know, for me it's just it's very complex, you know, and I played through multiple Digimon games, all the way from PS1 games to the DS games, which were my favorite, to all the way up to the most recent, well, not Survive, I haven't played Survive yet, but I'm not into visual novel games, but everyone that I've played so far has been a blast, and I could probably keep replaying.
Oh yeah. Number three for me, I had it in my head. Resident Evil.
That's a good one. I remember spending just a stupid amount of countless hours playing Resident Evil 5 with my cousin.
Mm-hmm. Those mercenary modes were godly.
Godly. Three for me. I always say Monster Hunter. I really fuck with the Monster Hunter games heavily. like 100, like almost, I played them pretty much all, and I fuck with them all, and I use the same weapon every time. Great sword, Dame. Look me up. No.
Number four for me, I want to say, I mean, I can finish up my list too. Number four and five, I mean, I guess they kind of fall into the same category, but they don't. I would say it's called roguelike games.
Yep.
So, like Hades, Slay the Spire, Dead Cells, like those.
Gunfire?
Those ones, like. Gunfire?
Gunfire?
Risk of Rain?
Oh, Gunfire? Fuck.
Like, for sure, if I were to pick one roguelike, I would say Hades, because I love that.
That game was fucking good.
That era.
It was so good.
It's perfect. And my number five, if I were to say Souls-like, I would pick Sekiro, because that's the only one I finished. But, like, I mean, even to this day, I still think Sekiro is for sure harder than Elden Ring. Like, by far.
Oh, yeah, that Sekiro's all parrying.
Mm-hmm. And I got, to the hang of it, like, from where I started, I remember when that game first came out, like, to this day, I dropped it because it was so hard. It was my first Souls game. And I finally, probably like 3 years after, 2 years after, I sat down and I like started it and was like, okay, I got time. I'm going to try to beat this game. And I got better and better, but it was still hard as hell. And now, since I already beat it, every time when I replay it, I'm so godly. I can parry. Like, I got to the part where I wasn't blocking anymore. I was literally perfect parrying. I even picked up to the part where you do New Game Plus. You take damage from parrying.
Fuck.
I mean, from blocking. You have to parry or perfect parry to not take damage. And when I'm fighting the boss, I'm not getting any health knocked off.
Fuck.
Like, that's how good I got at the game. I really freaking love that game. Yeah. But what's your four and five?
So four for me is probably going to be Dark Souls 3. Just because that's the one that kind of got me into the series in the first place. And I gotta say, I probably had the most fun on that game, just fucking around on that game, doing the PvP and everything like that. I don't know, a lot of laughs on that game. So I don't know, it still holds up even now. If you go play Dark Souls 3, it's fucking fun as shit. And then five is where it gets a little rough for me. I'm trying to think of like what I like, you know, what type of games that I've sunk so much time into or anything.
I know your number five.
What is it?
Shout out to Nosai. I played every Dragon Ball Z Budokai game.
Those games were fire, but I actually have been trying to play them again recently. Like, I hooked up the PS2 to the TV and everything, and I've been playing too. It's so clunky and so bad. I gotta say, Amazing Island on the GameCube.
Amazing. Oh yeah, I remember you were telling me.
That shit was fucking sick. Oh, you know what? Nah, Animal Crossing on the GameCube. That I've sunk an ungodly amount of hours into that.
Yeah, that's fucking lit.
All right, now we have movies, Carlos.
All right, movies. I can't do movies. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, to be honest, there is just way too many good ass fucking movies.
If I can name five movies like off the top of my head, I'm just gonna say, in any order. But all right, what are you saying?
One Piece Film Red, One Piece Strong World, One Piece Stream Z.
Go on, Stampede. You're on three.
One Piece Gold. Film Gold. Yep. There was one I just watched too, and it was super dark and shit, and I completely forgot.
Strong World,
Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Let me think. Okay, top five movies I could think of off the top of my head: A Bronx Tale, 500 Days of Summer, Hercules, the Disney movie. Let me look around. The Demon Slayer movie, Mugen Train Arc, and crap. Something I recently watched: The Proposal.
Oh, I got
no, Deadpool. Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
I got all right. I got you on my five ready. Snatch. Talladega Nights. Grandma's Boy. Step Brothers. Yep. And fuck it, Pineapple Express.
Okay. All right. And five things we love about my dog Peanut.
I'll tell you the number one thing I miss about Peanut. I miss his Cheeto bowls.
He does too.
His nuts look like Cheeto bowls. And they made me laugh every time I seen them.
They did. Confirm. Vince, editor, throw a picture of Cheeto balls on the screen.
Go on, Carlos. 5 things about Peanut. Come on.
5 things? I could just name one thing. It's everything.
Oh.
I'll lay down next to him. I'll be like, fuck, I miss you. And he's like right there. And then I'll be like, I don't care. I still miss him.
And he snuggles up. Oh, I like his. You know what I like? I like his fat rolls.
Mm.
Like that little neck fat.
I'm hungry.
Ooh, it's for some chicharron.
Mm-hmm. But all right, that'll do it for our first episode since we've been back for months. But we'll be back next weekend. Remember, if you want to ask us more questions, you can join us in the local Discord. You can find it in the description down below. You can find previous episodes on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Google Play Store, and then one app you guys know about that we don't. It's been your boy and a good time, Carlos Perez and Damien, and we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.
Bye.